Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 18th of June, and right now it's cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with rain and chance of rain in the afternoon. We can expect temperature ranging from low of 27 to high of 29 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 32 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from west-southwest at 20 to 25 km per hour, and chance of a rain is on 70%. Forecast for later on predicts overcast with the chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Again, windy with westerly winds at 25 to 30 km per hour. And chance of a rain over the night is on 30% if the rainfall amounts near 1.0 mm possible. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 2%. Tomorrow it will be new moon. And on Wednesday, the June solstice occurs at 23:09 Universal Time, and the north pole of the Earth will be tilted toward the Sun, reach its northernmost position in the sky, and it will be directly over the Tropic of Cancer at 23.44 degrees north latitude. This is the first day of summer, summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, and the first day of winter, winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. Today and tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall, Mr. Dorsey, Town Development Council Chairman, will interact with community on key issues which need the community's reflection. And for that, he have asked the following. How to ensure effective participation from the community of Oroville? What are the existing and proposed models and practices of participation? MADA has given direction and guidelines about planning and development and all associated work areas. So, can we have a compilation of the same in one place for all to study and to see if all the policies and activities taking place in Oroville are in alignment with what the mother has mentioned? How can different ongoing activities and works in all walks of life in Oroville be organized in a way that they form a system of constant and integral input in planning and development? Is there any practice or platform where policies and guidelines in Oroville are synchronized and synthesized? How to move toward this? In order to implement sustainability, we need to formulate appropriate guidelines in Oroville's context so that the implementation is in accordance with Oroville's philosophy. To express its uniqueness, do we need to set up laboratories, workshops, or some such cells to enhance holistic and effective participation from Oroville? Apart from existing expertise from within Oroville, do we need to have an external expert, or do we need to find ways and means to induct local resource persons? To realize the mother's vision in a stipulated time frame, what kind of integral approaches at both macro and micro level are required, and what would be an inspiring role of Town Development Council / Lavinier d'Oroville involved working groups and larger community? So interactions and reflections on those questions from the community will be going on today and tomorrow. Now some words about eco program on Terra Preta. The huge biomass waste created by Cyclone Tane has been a topic of discussion and much effort by the Cyclone Response Team and others to ensure its proper disposal. One such initiative was started by EcoPro to utilize this biomass for creation of biochar, charcoal produced from biomass, and highly productive Terra Preta soils, as well as for generation of biomass energy. Terra Preta, Portuguese for black earth, soils were discovered in the Amazon rainforest in the 1960s by Dutch soil scientist Wim Sonberg. These man-made, anthropogenic soils produced high crop yields in poor fertility soils. The main purpose of their program is to improve soil productivity in Oroville farms and forests by initiating the creation of Terra Preta soils. More information on this project will be added soon to the EcoPro website, www.ecopro.in. At present, this project is spearheaded by Dr. Deoyani Charcot, who is a soil scientist and with a research and extension background in biochar and gasifier stoves. They welcome suggestions and collaboration from all Orovillians, volunteers and guests. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7:30 p.m., we can see an Indian drama comedy, You Don't Get Life a Second Time, made in 2011 by writer and director Zoya Akhtar. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., they will screen German comedy Kokowai, made in 2011 by director Til Schweiger, and on Wednesday we have a chance to see second and third episodes from excellent BBC show filming the whole story of jazz, with the title Jazz, The Gift, Armstrong and Ellington, made in USA in 2000 by director Ken Burns. One should keep goodwill and love constantly in his heart and let them pour out upon all with tranquility and with equanimity. The words of the mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on arrowyradio.org.